Alltag in der IT-Zentrale.
PCs mit KI können die User-Produktivität steigern und Cyberangriffe schon im Vorfeld erkennen.
Tada! KI rettet Firmen-PCs.
Jetzt mit Leistungsboostern.
KI für Firmen-PCs mit Intel Core Ultra-Prozessoren und Intel vPro. Ergebnisse können variieren. Mehr auf intel.de/itheroes.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from Jomboy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, if you missed any part of the show or you just want to relive all of the magic, you can do that. You just have to go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Chris, you know what you can do? You can turn on my soundboard because I just pressed something and it didn't work.
You know, freedom is not free.
Oh, that's way better. Thanks, Chris. I hate to interrupt the pizza you're eating over there. I'm sorry with all the hard work you're putting in. Can you actually undo this? You know what? Are you dipping that in ranch? You know, Chris, it's time to start dipping your pizza in ranch like a man. I know it sounds weird. Have you even tried it once? And don't tell lies right now. God is watching. I didn't ask if you liked ranch. I asked if you tried dipping your pizza in ranch. Listen, no, I need to clarify. By the way, we're going to get to some emails about the Iowa caucuses and some foreign policy stuff and all kinds of stuff this hour. Chris, hear me out. Hear me out. I do not order ranch for my salad. Now, I will admit, I know everyone's going to be shocked about this. I'm not a big salad guy. I mean, I like a good tossed salad every now and then, but not, it's just not something I do a lot. But if I do, it's never ranch, ever. But I will dip my pizza in it. You don't understand, Chris. It's about the marrying of the different flavors together. It's not the ranch. I'm not selling you on ranch. I'm not trying to sell you on ranch. I'm trying to sell you on pizza and ranch. And if you really want to take your game to the next level, you'll get your favorite hot sauce and you'll drown your ranch in it and mix that up and have a hot sauce ranch, whether it be a buffalo or a Chipotle Tabasco. Hot sauce on pizza, also underrated. But of course, Jewish producer Chris doesn't know anything about that. Here's a montage of the GOP candidates after last night's curb stomping by Donald Trump.
This is the first because the big night is going to be in November when we take back our country.
The media was against us. They were writing our obituary months ago. They even called the election before people even got a chance to vote.
I can safely say tonight
Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
And earlier tonight, I called Donald Trump to tell him that I congratulated him on his victory. And now going forward, he will have my full endorsement for the presidency. And I think we're going to do the right thing for this country.
The best is obviously the Nikki Haley line. She comes in third and says it's a two-person race. All right, let's get to some emails. I understand half the people were thrilled, half the people were in the dumps today. Jesse, I was listening to your podcast Monday evening. During the commercial breaks, the news would announce that Donald Trump had won the primary. They said NBC predicted this only 30 minutes after voting began. Why would they announce they predicted this after they began? Is this a ruse? So on and so forth. He says his name is Gary. Okay, well, I need to explain something. A couple things. One, you don't need my help to know that the media is horribly biased and corrupt and always has an agenda. In fact, our media is flat out evil in this country. So let's just be clear about that. However, let's talk about calling races when they call races. Because last night, remember, it was during the show. It was during the last hour of the show. During the last hour, halfway through the hour, boom, all the outlets started, you know, 20 minutes. Yeah, that's right, Chris. 20 minutes after the hour, outlets started calling the race for Trump. It's called for Trump. It's called for Trump. It's called for Trump. And a lot of, especially the DeSantis people, were understandably upset about that. Because there were still people standing in line in the cold who didn't get to vote yet. Then they look at on their phones, they're getting text messages. Oh, the race is already called, so you get out of line and leave. That's an understandable thing to be upset about. Let me be clear. But let me also explain why news outlets are able to call certain races, almost every race to be honest, but certain races before we've seen enough, right? There'll be 2% of the vote reporting, 5% of the vote reporting, and they'll call the race. For you and me, we're looking at the graphic on TV, 5% reporting, and we see they call the race. You see corruption. I see corruption. I see lies. I see you guessing. But it's not true. So let me explain. I am not an expert on this, but I know experts on this, and I've talked to them enough to understand that this in general is how it works. Let's take a state. And since I'm in the great state of Texas, let's use my state right now. Okay, the state of Texas. Let's say you're running to be governor of Texas. Here's what I would know if I was a media outlet. Any major media outlet would have access to this information. They would talk to somebody who has access to this information. I'm just trying to explain how this works. I would know which counties are going to turn in their votes first. I would know when early ballots are coming in. I would know who is favored, who should win those early ballots, who should lose the early ballots. I would know when these votes are coming in from this very red area and when these votes are coming in from this very blue area. So, for instance, let's do a for instance here. And we're going to make it about my specific area, the Houston area. Houston itself, totally blue, totally commie, horrific. The burbs of Houston, the outskirts, all the outskirts, like all of rural Texas, blood, blood, blood red. So let's say I am running for governor. Jewish producer Chris is running for governor. Obviously, Chris is the dirty commie. I am the freedom-loving person. What, Chris? It's my hypothetical. So it's dirty commie Chris versus freedom-lover, world-famous author Jesse. If I'm one of the news outlets, let's say ABC, NBC, whatever, it doesn't matter. If I'm one of the news outlets, here's what I know. I know Chris is going to dominate Jesse, should dominate Jesse in the blue, dirty, commie areas. So I know that Governor Chris, or potential Governor Chris, he is going to blow Jesse out in Houston. He's going to get 70% of the Houston vote, and then Jesse will get 90% of the outskirts. I know that as a news outlet. Let's say Houston reports to me first, though. Houston and the surrounding area. And I get the results in from Houston and I say, yep, just like I thought, Jesse got 90% of the suburbs. Oh, wow. What's this? Chris won Houston, but instead of 70, 80%, he only got 55% of Houston, then it doesn't take a genius from there to project that out, that I'm going to do good enough in the blue strongholds while maintaining what I should have in the red strongholds. They wouldn't need to wait for Austin and Dallas and San Antonio and the other major cities in Texas. They would look at numbers like that. This is a very dumbed down version of what I'm saying, but you understand what I'm saying. They would look at those numbers right away and say, oh, call the race. If Chris can't do better than that in blue Houston against Jesse, it's over. Call the race. So with just Houston reporting, the news outlets run out there and they say, we've projected Jesse to be the next governor. And look how handsome they are. That's probably what they'd say, Chris. And they look at that ugly loser, Chris. He lost. He sucks. But then people at home would see, well, what? It's only Houston. How could they say that? That's how it works in general when they call a race. I'm not being dismissive of the fact that media outlets are corrupted and they are biased and they are terrible. And I'm really not dismissive of the fact it really is election interference when a media outlet starts calling races while people are still voting. That's a really awful, dirty thing that they should never do. Media outlets shouldn't do it. However, when media outlets, for the most part, call a race, it's because they have election experts in-house that understand the dynamics of what I just said. It works the same way in cities. It works in statewide races like we just discussed. It works nationally. And remember, there's only, what, 8 swing states out there? You know what the swing states are. The Wisconsin's, Ohio's, Pennsylvania's, Florida's, so on and so forth. You know what those swing states are. On election night, in November of this year, assuming it's Trump and Gavin Newsom, or maybe they'll actually cart Joe Biden out there. Trump and the Democrat, assuming that. If on election night, boom, Ohio goes to Trump, and boom, Pennsylvania goes to Trump, and maybe boom, Michigan goes to Trump, they're not going to wait for California's numbers to come in. They don't need to wait for California's numbers. They don't need to wait for Texas. It's over. Somebody starts taking the early swing states, the big ones, they're going to call the race for Biden or Trump, no matter which way it goes. That's why they call races way sooner than you or I think they should sometimes. There really is a genuine math and calculation behind it. All right, a couple more emails, and then we'll get to this Iran stuff and some other things. Now, I just laid all that out for you. Let me lay something else out for you. Politics aside, Democrat, Republican, or this or that, there's no more America if we don't fix America's testosterone crisis. That's not me being dire. That's basic biology. If we do not have the testosterone as a society, we will not make enough babies. We will not be strong enough. We won't have the logical thinking. This country ends if our testosterone crisis continues on its current trajectory. What is that trajectory? We've lost half the T levels in this country in 50 years. They're down 50%. We have to fix this naturally. We can't go to Big Pharma to fix what Big Pharma has caused. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk in your veins, fellas. All natural herbal supplements, treating your body right instead of wrecking it and feeling like a million bucks. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want, and we love your emails. Email those into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, let's do a couple more emails before I do the military stuff, because I really don't like, you know what? No, we're going to get this out of the way because I don't like what I'm about to say. So let's have a talk. All right. We just had another missile shot by the Houthi rebels. It hit a container ship owned by America. It's a U.S.-owned cargo ship. Clearly, they're not getting the message, Joe.
I've already delivered the message to Iran. They know I'm not to do anything.
Now, what you're going to have to hear about a lot is the losses we're going to take. Now, let me clarify. I'm not saying we're going to get in some horrible hot war. I pray to God that doesn't happen, and we're going to lose so many people. I pray to God that doesn't happen. But the little chipping away that's happening right now at America internationally, it's happening for many, many different reasons. Obviously, we have a bunch of vile, evil communist scum running the country. That certainly doesn't help. But our military is not what it was. Now, let me explain something. We have always had, you know, one thing we've gotten used to? Americans, the only America I have ever known, probably the only America you have ever known, unless you were alive pre-WW2, which I realize there are a few of you, but that's not many. Unless you were alive pre-World War II, the only America you have ever known is America that had the biggest, strongest Navy in the world. And what's wild about that is that's something every other country has always wanted. You want to dominate the seas. It's how Britain conquered the world. You dominate the seas. You control the seas. We are used to being in a country where the Navy, where our Navy is the top Navy in the world. You know how many U.S. Navy ships we have out there right now? 291. Do you know how many China has now? 360 and climbing. And it's actually worse than that. 291, those are not 291 modern-day ships, top-of-the-line ships. They're old. They're in disrepair. Half of those ships, at least from what I understand, are never out at sea at once. We have an army that has a retention problem. They can't recruit, they can't retain the people they have. We have another crisis here that nobody knows about and certainly nobody talks about. We have a pilot crisis. Did you know that? We have a fighter pilot crisis? So let's pause on this for a moment. You know how you can tell how truly difficult voluntary military training is? This really applies to everything, but let's just talk about military training. What the truest test of it is, how many people were able to make it through? That's always the truest test. I was reading about an Air Force pararescue. They're special forces. They're special operations guys. Air Force PJ class that started out with 100 men, and they graduated 6 in the end. Now, that's a brutal class. Now, those are elite troops. Navy SEALs go through BUDS. Everyone's seen the movies, BUDS training. They'll lose 80, 90% of a Navy SEAL class. That's not abnormal, especially in the winter. They have winter and summer ones, and the winter ones, it's just they freeze. They're gone. Gone. 80, 90% gone. Did you know that our graduating fighter pilots, they're graduating now 100% of the class? Why? We are so short on pilots and so desperate for pilots, we're slashing and burning the standards that we have previously had for pilots. There is a military crisis that goes well beyond the average 16-year-old not wanting to fight for the U.S. of Gay. There is a competency crisis going on right now that I can't make people care about it, because by the time you care, it's too late. And I turn on the television and I hear things like this.
We have an economy that's stronger than ever. You have a military that's stronger than ever relative to the...
That's Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. The military is not stronger than ever. The United States military, all that equipment, all those people, all those bases, all those fancy things, as it stands right now, the United States military is less equipped to fight a major war than at any point in our nation's history prior to World War II. This military is weakening, and it is weakening quickly. And the reason I'm not going to waste any more time on this is I know you care. I'm not worried about you. You can't make people care until it's too late. You can't make people care until you square off with China and the South China Sea, and they lose three ships and we lose 20. And people wake up and people can't breathe. They don't understand. How did this happen? I don't understand. How does this happen? Well, that loss, 20,000 sailors at the bottom of the ocean, that loss actually happened today, not 10 years from now when the conflict takes place. The rod is real. And unless this military is cleaned out in drastic ways, it can't be reversed. Now, let's hope we have some Republicans who finally find the stones to do so. All right, we're moving on. Emails. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gonna get to some emails in a minute. I'm gonna have steak tonight, not to brag. I haven't had a steak in a couple weeks, and I'm gonna have a steak tonight. We got some steaks. What, Chris?
From Good Ranchers? Where else would I get steak? Okay, but I'm glad you asked.
I'm having a crisis right now, a steak crisis, if you will. I have traditionally been a filet man. I like the tenderness of the filet.
And then I eventually came around on the ribeye because fat is flavor, right? Fat is flavor. It just is. And look, it's like when you've been in a slump. Sometimes you got to go a little fat, right? I understand that. But I almost want to go back to filet, but I want a filet that has fat in it. But if you want to start getting into that, now you're talking superior prices with all that expensive stuff, and I'm just not doing that. Either way, I'll work all this out in the end, but I want a filet with fat on it. That's what I want. Why can't I put fat on my filet? Wonder if Joy Behar is available. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I am one of your younger listeners. I just wanted to ask why you were in a different studio last week. Says his name is Cohen, and says I can use it. Okay. You remember last week how I told you I was working deep cover and I was in a bunker? What, Chris? You weren't here, okay? Michael and I were on our own. I told you I was in a deep cover bunker and I couldn't tell you where I was. That was actually, that was a lie. That wasn't true. I'm not a spy. I made that up for radio. I know that's a lot to take in right now, but I was lying about that last week. Where I actually was New York City. Why was I in New York City? Well, as you know, Jewish producer Chris had a baby, very healthy, wonderful baby. He and his wife had a baby, and he was staying home for the week, as he should, as I had to make him do, and to make him stay home for a week, but he's staying home for a week to be with his wife and child and get to know that baby. And boy, was he desperate to come back to work, because you should see how sleep-deprived this poor guy is at this point. Anyway, he had a baby. So, you know, I do a TV show every day, every night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we have to do the radio show. We have to do a TV show. That left just me and Michael down here in the office. I knew the suits wanted me to come to New York City because that's where all kinds of suits are. They can always take you out and you can discuss this and you can discuss that. Decided to kill two birds with one stone. I packed up the operation and moved it to New York City for a week. Michael stayed here. Chris stayed home and didn't sleep and got pooped on. I was in New York City. That's a long way of me explaining. I understand that there are some sound quality issues from some of the days last week. We're working on making sure the next time I have to go remote, that won't happen again. We were dealing with things on the fly. It's imperfect. Life is imperfect. You don't always get to hear the sultry sounds of my voice in HD the way I know you like to hear them. Sometimes you have to hear me a little grainy or maybe a little echoey from what I understand. It doesn't matter. Either way.
We're changing people's lives.
I have voted in every major election since I was 18. After 5.5 decades, oh man, this guy's taking it hard last night. After 5.5 decades, I'm trying to vote the right people into office. As I observe the current state of the country, I ask myself, what was the point? I am considering retiring as a voting citizen. I did my obligation to try to keep the country from going to hell for over 50 years, apparently to no avail. If Trump selects Nikki Haley as a running mate, I will definitely not vote. All right. Well, I already gave you my thoughts on the Nikki Haley thing. Again, I don't think that's something that's going to happen. I hope from what I hope what I'm hearing is not true. So we'll just hang on that. We'll set that aside. I'll say the same thing to you, 50-year voter, that I have said to people who have served in other ways, served various institutions or whatever, and are disheartened now. If you want to retire from voting, that is the one thing I cannot support. And I'm not talking about abstaining from voting for a specific candidate or something like that, because I've done that and I'll do that again. I didn't vote for Greg Abbott last time for governor of Texas. Did you know that? He was running against Beto. I left it blank. I couldn't vote for that commie loser Beto. Greg Abbott was a tyrant during COVID. Locked this state down, giving people permission for how many people they can have in their restaurant. Small family businesses going. I'm not going to go off on it. I have no problem with you leaving something blank because this candidate sucks or that candidate sucks. That's fine with me. But what we cannot do is just give up and let it go. That's the one thing we can't do right now. Ever. We can't do it ever. And look, there's never going to be a day. There's never going to be a time where we can wake up and say, I'm done. I quit. It's over. And I want to be clear. I understand the sentiment. You remember, like, this email right here, Jesse, I'm done voting. I had that exact same sentiment the night after that constitutional amendment passed in Ohio. This is just, what, a couple months ago or last month or something like that. The, quote, red state of Ohio ran out and basically guaranteed abortions for everybody. And I told you, I was honest with you the next day on the radio. That night, it only lasted me a little while, minutes, maybe an hour. I was ready to retire from radio and TV. That's how down I was. Look, I care. Man, I'm not just doing this for fun. I care like you care. It hurts me. And when I see things like 14% of the Republicans turned out in Iowa, whether you like how the election turned out or not, that's such an embarrassing disgrace at a time of crisis in this nation. 86% of Republicans couldn't get off the couch to go cast a vote in the primary. What an embarrassment. And remember, you know, last night how I said, no matter which candidate you supported, if you worked for a campaign in any way, big ways or small ways, you supported a candidate, you got involved, you voted, you did all these things, I applaud you and I respect you for getting involved. You should understand that that respect does not translate to anybody who stayed home last night or anyone who stayed home in Ohio or anybody. If you stayed home last night, shame on you. Don't let it happen again. Shame on you. How embarrassing. We don't care. And this is why I reject whenever I hear somebody, and there's a lot of this out there because there's an understandable amount of cynicism out there now. There's a lot of this. Ah, Jesse, we can't vote our way out of this. Ha ha ha, we're not voting our way out of this. This is why I reject that. How do you know we can't vote our way out of this? We haven't tried. We don't show up. 25%, 26% GOP participation in primaries? That is so embarrassing. Democrats have double the commitment. Why is our party mealy-mouthed and in the middle, and they've gone hardcore communist? 50% of Democrats show up in their primaries. 25% of Republicans. Don't ever say to me, we can't vote our way out. We haven't even tried. Republicans do not show up in primaries. And the losers who sometimes do show up, they've been watching Fox News all night, and they go vote for whoever the Fox News host told them to vote for. I love Senator Lindsey Graham. He seems like a good man. I saw him on Fox. Killing us. Killing us. Open up your eyes and get involved. I got my blood pressure up. I'm fine. I'm tired. Jesse, how can you be so smart and stupid at the same time? A true marvel you are. You know what's amazing? Is that so true, and it applies to so many things on this show that I don't even know what thing this lady's talking about. I could be one of a million things. All right. Man, there's a lot I didn't even get to. We're going to get to this corporate racism here quickly, and then I'll try to get to as many headlines I didn't get to as humanly possible. Maybe some more emails. Don't forget, though. Don't forget. At the end of the day, you still have your dog, don't you? Still got a puppy. I know. We still have Fred. You know how I know? He was standing at the door again as I left for work today, staring up at me, looking like he was about to cry. It's just about enough to rip your friggin' heart out. He doesn't have to make me feel bad every time I leave the house. Either way, I know he'll be there tonight when I get home as well. And I hope that lasts for years. We want years longer with Fred. Our dogs die too early because they don't get nutrition. We give our dogs dog food and we think it's nutrition, but dog food is brown for a reason. It's brown because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. So your dog, all the dogs I've ever owned, they never got real nutrition. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog will get all the nutrition he needs forever. They're so confident you'll see a difference in your dog. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call them 833-33-MY-DOG.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here. Now let's just do a couple things here really quickly. There was an article from back in September of last year. I love saying that now, Chris. It was last year. September of last year. It was from Bloomberg. Corporate America kept its promise to hire more people of color. Over 300,000 of America's biggest public companies added over 300,000 jobs. 94% of them went to people of color, according to the article. I saw this from Joy Ann Reed last night.
I feel like the important sort of data point is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses, yes. Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion.
Yeah, that's bad. It's really bad. It's bad how mainstream this kind of action and talk is. No, that corporate job, that's not for you, whitey. Oh, Iowa? Wow, way too white. Again, CEO of United, make sure you buckle up next time you sit down on your United flight, because the pilot who holds your life in her hands, she failed the test, but they hired her because she's gay.
So what I would just end on is COVID is a very valuable product line.
I pressed the wrong button. That didn't work at all.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color. Today, only 19% of our pilots at United Airlines are women or people of color.
What's happening in this country is systemic racism. I've heard of this term a million times, systemic racism. But what's happening, this anti-whiteism in this country is really, really bad. And the worst part about it is it's going to be very effective at dividing us one citizen against another. We are entering into an age that will be more racist than one you or I have known, whether you're black, white, whatever, because these communists, this is what they do. They pick at the scabs. And eventually you find yourself with a staph infection. Chris, is that how you get staph infections? I just know they're really bad. You don't know? Don't. No, you're not a doctor, but I think everyone here knows you have some in your family. Can't you ask them about staph infections? Or, you know what? That's, forget about that. Either way, speaking of Chris, have you bought gold yet? Do you have gold coins? Silver coins in your physical possession? You understand the leaders, the elites of the world are meeting right now to discuss how to, well, destroy you.
Today, we stand really at a unique juncture in human history, facing challenges that are as diverse as they are profound. Geopolitically, our world is more interconnected. Yet.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Please get some gold or silver so when these people destroy the dollar, you're not wiped out. And get it in your IRA and 401k. And Oxford Gold makes this easy. Let Oxford Gold handle this for you. Go to oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. They actually have a free guide there. They will handle everything. They'll get it in your physical possession. They'll get it in your retirement. But get a hold of Oxford Gold Group, all right? All right. Now, you know what time it is. Time for headlines I didn't get to.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Marvel debuts first deaf Native American amputee superhero. Yes, I cannot wait to open up a comic book and read about the adventures of Roller Buffalo. Breaking, Biden lashes out at extreme MAGA Republicans after Trump wins in a landslide. Yeah, he went out and said, looks like Trump just won Iowa. He's the clear front runner. But here's the thing. This election is always going to be you and me versus extreme MAGA Republicans. Not versus Trump, extreme MAGA Republicans. I just want to remind you, this is unprecedented in the history of this nation, and it is so dangerous. Politicians, left or right, have never demonized the supporters, the voters of the other guy. That has never happened. Now it is the norm. MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. That creates a divided society, a very, very dangerous society, but it goes to show how truly depraved and evil these people are. 25% of U.S. hospital deaths in the U.S. are a result of bungling doctors. I have said over and over and over again, it's part of the reason I talk to you about things like chalk all the time. We have got to get in a mindset where we avoid medical institutions at all costs in this country. Sometimes they are necessary. There's no question about that. But what is happening in our medical profession, I hear this from doctors and nurses all the time, it really is frightening. We've got to focus on getting out. Hospitals are a great place to go to die. Open AI to launch anti-disinformation tools for the 2024 elections. Yes, the communists built AI. They made the program, and now the program is going to protect Democrats from the truth in 2024. You thought they pulled out all the stops last time to get Trump out of office? My goodness, you can't imagine what they're going to do this next time. U.S. natural gas demand eyes record as Arctic blast dents output. Well, there's great news there. We have all the natural gas we could ever want in this country. As long as you remove the vile communist scum, when it gets cold in the wintertime, you'll have gas to heat up your home. Chief economists expect global economy to weaken in 2024. Oh, you don't say. I thought we were all on the right track around here. Anyway, did you call Oxford Gold Group yet? 833-995-GOLD. Might want to do that right now. WWE legend Hulk Hogan helps teenage girl after car flipped upside down in scary crash. Hulk Hogan is one of the heroes from my childhood because I loved wrestling. And I saw recently he got baptized, gave his life to Christ. He's now out on the highway at 70, flipping cars over and saving teenagers. I knew he was a hero. I tried to tell my dad when I was a kid, and my dad was all, wrestling's fake. Well, don't be an idiot. Go outside. Proves to you, Dad. Planes collide in Japanese airport. Second crash in 2 weeks. That's not, obviously, that abnormal after all. Those people can't drive. Over 100 ships transit Red Sea route despite calls to stay away. Yeah, the show must go on. International shipping is an integral part of our lives, and this is going to create a dangerous situation because they're going to keep firing missiles at the shipping. Now, you, don't fire any missiles at me, but you can fire an email or two. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel, or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.